Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hey, Mark, you're on WGN. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing pretty well. How about you?
So good. You get the short straw or the long straw when they were handing out assignments over there at the Post? How did you come upon this?
Well, I had previously done some stories that had me talking to people who were considering going out and reengaging and reopening their businesses. And one theme that kept coming up in those conversations was whatever the government does, whatever the politics may be, just giving people the green light to go ahead and reopen doesn't solve the problem, doesn't get people out of their homes. People are almost uniformly reluctant to leave home, and one of the reasons that kept coming up was this question of what do I do when I need to go? And you can go out, but if you don't have a place to go where you feel confident and secure that you're not going to be catching the virus, you're probably not going to leave the house. And so the whole issue of public restrooms, whether it was in workplaces, shops, public parks and beaches, those kinds of settings, that is really an obstacle for a lot of people.
We tried to pull over at a rest stop driving to Michigan the other day, and the rest stop was closed. Why would they close a rest stop, for crying out loud?
Well, initially they shut a lot of them down, of those highway rest stops and also the ones at parks and beaches, as a way of encouraging people to stay home. So basically saying, look, the facilities are not available for you, you need to stay home. Now that things are starting to reopen a bit, so a lot of those facilities remain closed because of staffing issues and because of this whole question of comfort and safety. There are some renovations and at least some changes that need to be made to those facilities before they can reopen. For example, very cheap things, they're just taping off some of the sinks and some of the stalls and urinals so that people are not standing or sitting right next to each other. So that's going on. And then there are much more thoroughgoing, more expensive kinds of renovations that are happening, maybe not in public parks, but in some restaurants, businesses, workplaces, where they're actually removing some toilets, removing some sinks so that people can social distance in a public restroom.
And do they want us to use touch-free sinks and stuff like that, facilities?
Exactly. Those who are considering or doing renovations are completely stripping out a lot of the things that carry a lot of germs. One of the things that's really going to go away, and you're already seeing these those blow-dry hand dryers, those are being at least taped over and shut down, if not removed, because they turn out to be just perfect germ spreaders.
Right.
And so you're seeing a return to good old-fashioned paper towels. But yes, there are a lot of renovations, and some of these are very expensive, and a small business that's already struggling from the impact of the virus is not going to plunk $25,000 into a restroom renovation. So one of the more economical things they're doing is they're hiring bathroom monitors, obviously a low-wage job, but nonetheless an important one, where they're going to ask people to stand outside the restroom and make sure that only a couple of people go in at a time so that there is some distancing, and then making sure that those who are left outside in a queue are also distancing. So it's a real people management issue.
I was in a public restroom the other day, and they had the pull handle on the inside. So in order to open that door, you can't push with your elbow, your shoulder. You've got to pull. And so they attached a gadget, plastic wings on the inside of that handle that you could kind of loop your elbow or arm underneath and then pull it open without having to use your fingers. I guess people are just finding all sorts of innovative ways to reduce our touching and space sharing, huh?
It's really all about anxiety and confidence. We're kind of a jittery world at this point, and for good reason. And so people, before they go outside of their house and risk contact with other people, they want that kind of confidence. And there are simple things. For some reason in this country, public restroom doors tend to open in. In a lot of other countries, they open out, which makes a little more sense if you think about it. So some places are coming up with gadgets like you talked about, but others are actually just removing the doors from the hinges, getting rid of the door, more like that airport-style restroom where you have that S-shaped entrance that you have to weave your way into. So some places can have the space to make that fix, and others are going for automated doors so that you don't have to touch the door. door on the way out.
Americans are phobic and funny about restrooms anyway. I think I've traveled just a little bit, and compared to the rest of the world, I remember one time there was a woman in the men's room cleaning it, and nobody seemed to notice or care. And I thought, wow, this does not fly in Chicago, right? and that's just the beginning of our anxiety levels that we have. We're more peculiar about it. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I, for this story, I ended up talking to a lot of people who work on restroom designs, not only in our country, but around the world, and they agree with you. There's a real difference in our attitude toward bathrooms. We don't take them as seriously as far as designing nice, welcoming spaces as some other countries in Europe and Asia do. Think about your stereotypical, god-awful gas station restroom. That doesn't happen in some other places. And so we don't have that kind of attitude that a restroom is a showcase. You often can go into a really nice restaurant, and then the restroom will be a pit. That's something that I think it was already starting to change. Now that change is obviously going to be accelerated. But you're absolutely right. There are places like Japan, Korea, where there's bathroom technology that goes far beyond anything that we're accustomed to, and much of that technology is touchless. Everything from flushing to putting the lid down. In fact, most of our public restrooms don't have lids on the toilets, and that turns out now to be a real risk because of the way those high-pressure flushes can actually distribute a plume of aerosol into throughout the room.
So if I'm traveling, I'd look for, I've been told, look for Home Depots and truck stops.
Yeah, well, truck stops are an interesting issue because truckers, a lot of those truck stops had been shut down for a while, and truckers are really struggling for how to get through the night as they travel. We're also finding real problems for first responders. Police are, and just like homeless people, the first responders depended on fast food restaurant restrooms and other public places, public buildings, to relieve themselves during their shift. And a lot of those places are closed or don't want visitors at this point. And so it's become a real problem.
This is fascinating and actually a very practical article. The need to go is a big barrier to going out. Mark Fisher in Washington Post. Google that, read that, and contemplate that. Nice to talk to you this morning. Mark, thanks for sharing us some of your wisdom.
Great to be with you.
You have a good day.